I think it's better for me to speak in English that you can understand a little bit more. Okay, so when you heard about the word submission, what is going to come up in your mind?
当你听到顺服这个词的时候，你会想到什么呢？
I think a lot of time we will associate with the word obedient.
很多时候我们可能想到的是听话这个词。
And normally, it will be used in the context of parents to child relationship or teacher to student.
通常的时候呢，我们是在说父母对孩子的关系，或者是老师和学生之间的这样的一个关系。
When we were young, we always hear our parents say, "Hey, you have to obey your parents, as that's the right things to do."
当我们小的时候，我们总是听到我们父母说，你必须要顺从你的父母，因为这是正确的事情。
But a lot of time the kids would ask, "Why?"
但是很多时候呢，孩子们会经常问为什么呢？
And parents would try to give them many reasons, but at the end, the answer normally would be, "Because I said so, I'm your parent."
父母呢会试图给出很多的理由，但是最后答案可能是说，这就是我说的，我是你的父母。
If both the kids and parents agree or want to do something together, we don't need to, you know, talk about submit.
如果孩子和父母都同意做同样的事情的话，我们就不用说到顺服这个事情。
Normally, it's the circumstance that if the kids want to do one thing and the parents say no, you have to do other thing, then obedience or submission will come to place.
通常情况下，如果孩子想做一件事情，但是父母说不行，那么这个顺服这个词就出现了。
So normally submission would come into place in different situation.
顺服呢，有的时候会出现在下面的一些情况里面。
If it's a matter of right or wrong.
它是对的，我是错的。
And then, you know, sometimes we realize that I'm wrong and I need to do the right thing. That's why I need to follow.
很多时候我们认识到哦，我是错的，那我们就要跟随了。
But normally, this is not that often. We all know, okay.
很多时候呢，这不是这么简单的，也不是这么经常发生的。
The second thing is, well, they have the power over me.
很多时候他觉得哦，他能掌控我。
That means the parent has the overruling power, and they make me to follow, and I have no choice.
这就说明父母呢有着这样的权利，我们呢没有办法，只能是跟随的。
In this case, normally we won't like the result, but we do it reluctantly, and with all kinds of complaining or whining all the time.
在这种情况下，通常我们是不喜欢这样的一个情况，但是不情愿的去做，会一直的抱怨或者是发牢骚。
And the third situation is because of the consequence or the punishment if I don't submit.
如果我不顺服呢，这个后果就是被惩罚。
Such kind of submission would be out of fear. Certainly, it's involuntary and result-driven.
这种顺服呢是出于恐惧的，是不自觉的。
And of course, sometimes there may be incentive.That's why I choose to follow, but you know, still not what I want to do in the first place.
也许这个结果是有积极性的，所以说我选择了跟随，但是这并不是我一开始想做的事情。
And the last one may be out of love.
最后呢，就是说，是从神来的。
Out of love.
从爱来的。
Such kind of submission is the best. You are willing to give up your own thoughts or rights and submit to others out of love.
这样的是最好的，这样的话我们是从爱而来的这个顺服。
Situation like when you are in love with someone or deeply involved in a dating relationship, you are much more willing to listen to what the other party said and want and try your best to fulfill it.
这种情况呢，就是说如果在一个恋爱中的关系的时候，我们愿意为对方的来去顺服。
Because you are in love.
因为你在爱里面。
So you are willing to sacrifice to put down your own thinking.
你愿意来放下你的自我来顺服。
So what does it mean by submit?
所以顺服是什么样的一个意思呢？
I think a very simple definition is to give up your own right or idea and follow the one you submit to.
我认为就有一个简单的定义，就是放弃你自己的权利或者想法，然后遵循你所顺服的。
Everybody has his own thoughts and his own idea towards something, especially when it comes to what to do.
每个人对一些事情都有自己的想法，尤其是涉及到该怎么做的时候。
But when you come to submission, you're going to put it down and take up others' instruction.
顺服就是你愿意放下自己的一个想法，然后用别人的想法来代替。
Sounds easy, but all agree that it's difficult in most cases.
听起来很容易，但是我们都同意，在大多数的情况下，这是非常困难做的。
Why in most cases we don't want to submit?
为什么我们大部分的情况下是不愿意顺服的呢？
I think there are at least a few reasons. Number one is our ego, or the Chinese say face.
我认为有几个原因。第一个就是我们都有自我，在中国人的话来讲就是面子的事情。
Putting down our own thoughts means going against our own self.
放下自己的思想或者是权利就是违背我们自己。
In Chinese there is a saying, if one is not taking care of his own interests, the heaven and earth will diminish.
中国有句古话说，人不为己，天诛地灭。
So, no, I have to insist on my own thought.
所以我要继续我自己的一个想法。
The second reason may be we are very competitive in nature.
第二个就是说我们在本质上都是非常争强好胜的。
Submission carries the meaning of being defeated, or just like in the old days, there were tribes fighting with each other. Whoever lost has to be the slave of the winner.
顺服的就意味着失败，就像是在过去的时候，有部落里面互相争斗，谁输了谁就是胜利者的奴隶。
No one wants to be a loser. We all want to conquer others and to have others follow us.
没有人想成为失败者，我们都想征服别人，让别人跟随我们。
And the third would be we often think that we are right.And others are wrong.
第三个就是说，我们常常认为自己是对的，别人是错的。
Even if we realize that we may be wrong sometime, we will find excuses to hide them or make others more wrong to justify ourselves.
即使我们意识到我们有的时候是错的，我们也会找借口来掩盖他们，或者是让别人做更多的错，来为自己的这个错来辩护。
I think such hard to submit characteristic has been built into our DNA.
我觉得这个不愿意顺服的这样的一个情况是在我们的 DNA 里面的。
As the first sin mankind committed was related to this.
这就像是人类犯下的第一个罪就与此有关。
Still remember, God created Adam and Eve and put them into the Garden of Eden and grant them all kinds of fruits to eat except the fruits of good and evil.
还记得上帝创造了亚当夏娃，把他们放进了伊甸园。赐给他们 各种各样的果子吃，除了善恶果。
We know that at the end, both of them ate that fruit, disobeyed God's command.
我们都知道，最后他们还是吃了那个果子，违背了上帝的命令。
They were tempted by Satan, who told them that by the time they ate that fruit, they would be like God.
他们被撒旦引诱，告诉他们吃了那个果子，他们就会像上帝一样了。
And they no longer need to follow God's instruction.
他们就不需要再遵从上帝的命令。
That's disobedient.
这就是不顺服。
Satan always wants to test us along with our ego.
撒旦总是想要测试我们的自我。
As the bigger we think of ourselves, the weaker we will be.
因为我们认为自己越强大，我们其实就越软弱。
Today we are going to continue the study of the book of 1 Peter.
今天我们继续学习彼得前书。
And we'll be focusing on the topic of submission and try to learn how God wants us to apply it in our daily living.
主要学习顺服这个主题，并且学习神要我们怎样在日常生活中来应用这个。
Today we are going to study the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 11 to chapter 3, verse 7.
我们今天学习的是彼得前书二章十一节到三章七节。
And all this passage is going to cover three areas of submission.
在这里面主要是谈到了顺服的三个方面。
In the community, in the workplace, and also in the marriage relationship.
在社区里面，在职场里面和在婚姻关系当中。
In each context, Peter used different analogies to illustrate the key reasons for submission.
在每一个方面中呢，彼得都用了不同的类比来说明顺服的主要原因。
And also give us the tips how to live out such way of life.
也给了我们帮助，让我们如何这样过这样生活的一个小技巧。
Before we get into this passage, there are some kind of background information.
在我们开始读之前呢，这里面有一些背景。
The center of Roman world was first the home from where the world took shape.
罗马世界的这个中心主要就是从家，世界从这里面来形成的。
In the Roman household, wives and slaves were expected to submit, but that kind of submission was a result of an evil world system as represented by Babylon and Rome.
在罗马的家庭里面呢，妻子和奴隶都是要顺服，都是要顺从的。但是这种顺从是从邪恶的世界体系中出来的，是以巴比伦和罗马为代表的。
However, when the submission was done willingly for the sake of Christ and in following his example, it becomes a part of what Peter called doing good in the face of evil.
当顺服是出于基督的缘故，并且是跟随他。这就是成为彼得在面对罪恶时所说的行善的这一部分。
Let's see how Peter is going to advise us to do in this area.
让我们来一起看彼得建议我们做些什么。
Let's first read together verse 11 to 17.
让我们
Let's read together, whether English or Chinese.
让我们一起来读十一节到第十七节，中文、英文都可以。
Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles in action from sinful desires, to wage war against you. Live good lives along the region, and though they accuse you of wrong, they may be sinful desires.For it is God's will that by doing so we should silence the lawless talk of foolish people, rivers, free people. So, submission in the community. Peter first reminds them that of their identity in verse 11.
彼得在第十一节中首先提到了他们的一个身份。
We are foreigners and exiles.
我们是客旅，是寄居的。
Remember, this letter was addressing to those Jewish Christians spreading around the area.
还记得这封信是写给那些散布在各地的犹太的基督徒。
They can fully understand what a foreigner and exile mean to them.
他们能充分的理解外人和流放者对他们来说是意味着什么。
Living in a place didn't belong to them.
生活在一个不属于你的地方。
However, I think such identity was not just referring to their nationality, but also their Christian status.
然而，我认为这种身份不仅仅是指他们的国籍，而是指他们基督徒的这个身份。
Still remember last week, Brother John talked about the true Christian identity.
还记得上周John谈到了真就是基督徒的身份。
We are the chosen people, royal priesthood, holy kingdom, God's people.
我们是被拣选的人类，我们是皇家的祭司，神圣的国度，上帝的子民。
We live in this world, but we don't belong to this world.
我们生活在这个世界上，却不属于它。
Then we may have a question: Should we still follow to the government of this world, the rule of this world?
这可能就会提出一个问题：我们应该被这个世界的属世的规则来统治吗
？Peter used the analogies of a tourist to illustrate this point.
彼得用旅客这个比喻来说明这一点。
As a tourist, when you visit another country, even though you are not a citizen of that place, you still have to follow their rules and regulations and laws.
作为一个旅客，你当你访问另一个国家的时候，即使你不是那个国家的公民，你仍然需要来遵守他们的规章制度和法律。
So something may be legal to do in your own homeland, your own country, but may not be in that foreign place.
有些事情也许在你的国家做是合法的，但是在这个外国做，在这另一个国家做可能是不合法的。
That's why when you're visiting some place, you still have to follow to that place rule and orders.
所以当你在旅行的时候，你要跟随另一个国家的这个法律法规。
As a Jewish Christian, they were saved by grace of lost of our lost salvation.
作为这个犹太的基督徒，他们是通过主的救恩来拯救的，得拯救的。
They are being set free from the judgment of the laws.
他们是从律法的审判中被解放出来的。
That means they are free men, as stated in verse 16.
在第十六节中，我们是自由的。
But that shouldn't be an excuse for them to do whatever they like.
但这不应该成为他们可以为所欲为的借口。
Doing whatever you like is just like, you know, what Peter referred in verse 11, saying living under our flesh.
做你所喜欢做的事情呢，就像是第十一节所说的，就是在我们肉身之下的。
Peter reminded them that they should be subject to the Holy Spirit, who will not act against the law of God.
但是彼得提醒他们说，你们应该顺服圣灵，圣灵不会违反神的律法。
A Christian actually is being set free from the bondage of sin. That doesn't mean that we are free to do whatever with our flesh drives us.
基督徒从罪的捆绑中被解放出来，并不意味着我们可以随心所欲。
Instead, God has a mission for us to accomplish, as in verse 15 said.
就像在第十五节所说的，神有一个使命要我们来去完成。
God's will is for us to do good, to be a good, responsible, and lawful citizen in this world.
他的旨意是要我们行善，在这个世界上做一个善良、负责任和合法的公民。
In verse 13 to 14, it says, "Submit yourself for the Lord's sake."To every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to command those who do right.
彼得在第十三和十四节说，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在世上的君王，或是君王所派惩罚赏善的臣宰。
By doing this, we can be a good witness of Jesus Christ, as there are always people trying to challenge our faith and pick on our faults, as stated in verse 12.
就像是这样，在第十二节所说的，我们可以成为基督的好的见证，因为总是有人试图挑战我们的这个信仰，来挑剔我们。
However, there's a question: should we submit and follow to all human authority, including those atheist power, who may treat you as a criminal just because you're Christian faith?
然而就是有一个问题：我们是否应该顺服并且跟随所有的这个属世的权威呢？包括那些仅仅是因为你是基督徒而把你定为罪犯的这种无神论者。
We all know that today, if you are living in the Muslim country or the totalitarian countries, being a Christian, you are being treated as a criminal.
你们都知道，如果是在这个穆斯林国家或者是一些极权主义国家的地方作为一个基督徒，你们是被当作罪犯的。
So the key words here is say for our Lord's sake.
在这里面有一个关键词，就是为主的缘故。
Still remember when Peter, John, and other disciples were caught by the Jewish leaders who threatened them not to spread the gospel of Jesus? What's their response?
还记得他们彼得他们出去去传福音的时候被犹太的领袖就抓到威胁他们不要再传福音，彼得的反应是什么呢？
Peter in Acts chapter 5 verse 29 say Peter and the other apostle replied, we must obey God rather than human beings.
在使徒行传五章二十九节彼得说彼得和使徒的回答是顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
We always have to recognize that our God is our ultimate boss.
所以我们要认识到我们的主才是我们最终的老板。
If there is a conflict, we have to continue to shine out for Jesus in the community.
所以如果有冲突的话，我们必须在我们的社区里面为基督耶稣发光。
And stand firm of our faith.
为我们的信仰来坚实的站立。
A good example is the story of Daniel in the Old Testament.
在但以理书有一个很好的例子。
We know that Daniel and his three friends were among the Israelis, exiles captured by the Babylonians.
我们知道但以理和他的三个朋友是被巴比伦人俘虏的以色列的流亡者。
However, they were the chosen, they were lucky chosen one who could have shared the meals and the royal treatment as the Babylonian kings.
他们是很幸运的被选中的人，他们可以一起分享食物，享受巴比伦国王的皇家待遇。
And they are even being trained up to take up a senior official roles in their enemy's kingdom.
并且培训他们这个要位居要职在这个国家里面。
How did they play the role?
他们是如何扮演这个角色的呢？
Remember, they were captive and have to serve the government who defeat and destroy their own country.
请要记住，他们是俘虏，他们是为打败和摧毁他们国家的政府服务的。
Was it easy?
这很容易吗？
Did they rebel that government or even trying to overthrow them?
他们有反叛那个政府或者是试图推翻他们吗？
No, instead, they have done such a good job that the king entrusted them to the most senior position in the government.
相反的是呢，他们做得很好，国王把政府的最高职位托付给他们。
And as a matter of fact, Daniel even helped the king to explain his dream.
事实上说，但以理甚至帮了这个国王来解释他的梦。
In chapter 6, Daniel already survived at least four dynasties. At that age, he was still a very dedicated senior official and liked by the king.
在第六章说到但以理已经那个时候经历了四个朝代，在那个年纪他仍然是一个非常敬业的高级的一个官员。
Because the Bible says, now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom.
在但以理书里面说到，因着但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。
In such a political situation, certainly there will be people jealous of them.
在这样的一个政治的形势下，人们肯定是会嫉妒他的。
Because people still label them as captive.
尤其是人们还会给他们贴上这个俘虏的标签。
Therefore, in verse 4, it says, at this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
在第四节说到，那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，并要参他，只是找不到他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
That's exactly what Peter means in first chapter we just read, chapter 2, verse 15. For it is God's will that by doing so, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
这就是像彼得在彼得前书二章十五节所说到的，因为神的旨意原是叫你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Therefore, as a Christian, we should do our best in the society and to be a good citizen, complying to the laws and order.
因此，作为一个基督徒，即使我们不属于我们应该尽我们最大的努力，在这个社会上做一个守法的好公民。
Even we don't belong to this world.
即使我们不属于这个世界。
However, we know when people is going to pick on you, they may get into your belief and focus on the conflict between the human practice and the God's principle.
然而，我们知道人们要找你麻烦的时候，他们可能会提及到你的信仰，可能会集中在属世的一些实践上面和神的一些原则上面。
That's why in verse five, it says, "Finally, this man said, 'We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God.'"
所以在但以理书六章五节说到，那些人便说，我们要找参着但以理的把柄。除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。
They then set him up by asking the king to prohibit people praying to anyone else but the king.
然后他们通过要求国王禁止人们除了向国王以外的任何人祷告来陷害他。
That's just like the emergency law being set up.
这就像是一个紧急的一个法律马上成立一样。
But what did Daniel do?
但是但以理做了什么呢？
Did he comply with this unreasonable rule?
他遵守了这个不合理的规定吗？
No, he continues to pray to God three times a day as usual, even open up the window facing Jerusalem so that people can see him.
并没有，他仍然像往常一样，每天向神祷告三次，甚至打开面向耶路撒冷的窗户，让其他人看到他的祷告。
When it comes to his faith, there is no compromise.
当涉及到他信仰的时候，他并没有妥协。
We know how the story goes on.
我们知道这个整个故事的发展。
Daniel was put into a lion den, but God's angel protected him from being eaten up by the lion.
但以理被放进了狮子洞里面，然后神的天使保护了他不被狮子吃掉。
Then the next day, the king came and rescued him up, and then put those who set him up into the den. They were of course eaten up by the lion immediately.
第二天，国王救了他，把那些将但以理放进受学的人放了进去，然后那些人被狮子吃掉了。
This story tells us a very important lesson that we need to submit to the worldly authority as long as there is no contradiction with God's kingdom.
在这个故事中，我们学到了重要的一个事情，就是我们要顺服世俗的权威，但是它是不能与神的国度矛盾的。
We should not try to overthrow the authority or fight for our own rights or benefits.
我们不应该试图推翻权威，或者是争取，而是为了争取自己的权益或者是利益。
However, when it comes to God's principle, we need to hold firm as our submission is to the ultimate authority, the Creator God.
当涉及到和上帝的原则的时候，我们需要坚持，因为我们的顺服是对我们终极的权威造物主上帝的顺服。
In doing so, on one hand, we know that we may have to face persecution or even suffering.
当我们如此行的时候。一方面讲，我们可能会面临到迫害或者是痛苦。
Like Daniel, he will be put into the lion den.
就像是但以理，他会被放到狮子笼里。
Or like his three friends being put into the furnace.
就像是他的三个朋友被放到了火笼里面。
But on the other hand, we can also experience God's intervention in our daily life and experience those miracles with His presence.
在另一方面，我们也可以看也可以经历在我们的日常生活中经历到神。
With regard to fulfillment of our citizen obligation, once Jesus was being asked a question.
在 我们在履行这个公民义务的时候，有一次耶稣面对了一个这样的提问。
And the Jewish people asked them, "Shall we pay tax to the Roman government?"
他们问我们是不是应该向罗马人纳税呢
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣是怎么回答的
？He said, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
耶稣说这样，该撒的物当归该撒，神的物，当归神。
So we should pay tax to the government.
我们应该。
That's what Jesus also said.
这就是耶稣说的，我们应该付税。
Such submission is out of love and respect to God's purpose in our life. Such submission is out of love and respect to God's purpose in our life.
这样的顺服是从神而来的，从爱而来的。
To be a witness of our Lord, as stated in verse 12.
就像是在第十二章所说到的。
Live such good lives among the pagans, though they accuse you of doing wrong.They may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，并看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
The ultimate goal is to glorify God through our life.
最终的目标是通过我们的生活来荣耀神。
Okay, then we move into the second area, which is submission in our workplace.
然后我们看到下一个部分就是。在我们的职场中顺服。
Let's read all together.
让我们一起来读。
Slaves, in reverence for God, submit yourselves to your master, not to those who are good and kind, but also harsh. It is commendable if someone bears up, but how is it?But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, it is commendable before God. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example as you follow in his death. He committed no sin, no deceit, and spoke in his mouth, but they heard.So here Peter is just addressing to those who are servants.
彼得在这里是对仆人所说的。
At that time, they still have the slavery system, so some servants may be slaves who were bought by their master.
在那个时候，他们仍然是有奴隶制度的，所以一些仆人可能是被他们的主人买来的奴隶。
This was a touchy subject, as under the gospel, they were free by Christ.
在福音当中是一个非常敏感的话题，因为他们在基督里已经得了自由。
So someone may think that, hey, I'm free by Christ, should I still submit to the master in this world?
有人可能会想，如果我在基督里已经得了自由，那我还应该向这个世界的人来顺服吗？
Peter here said very clear that, yeah, you should.
彼得在这里面说得非常的清楚，你是应该这样说。
Slave, in reverent fear of God, submit yourself to your master.
你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人。
And Paul also in another a few areas, he also say, like in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 21.
就像保罗也有几个地方谈到了，在哥林多前书七章二十一节说到。
When you are slave, when you were called, don't let it trouble you. Although if you can gain your freedom, do so.
你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？不要因此忧虑。若能以自由求。就求自由更好。
But in both verse 20 and verse 24, Paul said, "Brother and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in the situation they were in when God called them."
在二十和二十四节都讲到，弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要在神面前守住这个身份。
That means we have to do our best we can in our job and submit to the company rules and system as much as we can.
这就意味着我们必须尽我们所能，在我们工作中顺服公司的规则和系统。
Except if your job requires you to do something violating to the Christian ethics.
除非你的工作要求你做一些违反我们基督教伦理的事情。
Then you have to take your stand on the Christian value.
那么你就必须要站在基督徒的价值观上面来考虑。
That's why both Paul and Peter emphasize that we need to submit to our boss in front of our Lord with a God-fearing heart.
这就是为什么彼得和保罗都强调我们要在我们主的面前以敬畏神的心顺服我们的老板。
And Peter mentioned here also not just submitting to the good boss, but also in a difficult boss.
彼得还提到了不仅要顺服一个好的老板，也要顺服一个难相处的老板。
He say not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
It's challenging.
这是非常有挑战的。
I remember when I first working as a sales back in Hong Kong many years ago.
我还记得在很多年前在香港的时候，我第一次做销售。
I met a difficult boss.Who was a very cunning person.
我遇到了一个很难相处的老板，他是一个非常狡猾的人。
And he knew that I was a Christian, and he's smart enough to test my limit.
他知道我是基督徒，他呢也是就是很聪明，要来测试我的这个极限。
Once he has a business case that he wants to pass on to me to handle.
那有一次他有一个生意上的案子想要交给我处理。
But then he told me that, hey, in order to take up this case, I need you to tell a lie.
他告诉我，为了要，如果你要想要接手这个案子的话呢，你就需要撒一个谎。
Not a serious lie, but just you know, even knowing that the customer they do not need to buy this, but you just write a report to say that they need it, so to justify that.
这并不是一个严重的谎言，但是呢，我们知道这个客户不需要购买这个产品，但是我也要拟一份报告来说明他们就是这个产品是需要他满足他们的需求的。
The most challenging part is that he said.Hey, I know that you are a Christian.
最有挑战性的是他说我知道你是基督徒。
But I don't know what kind of Christian you are.
但是我不知道你是哪一种基督徒。
I say, what? I mean, there are different kind of Christian.
什么意思呢？难道是有很多种不同的基督徒吗？
I say, yeah, okay, you know that. There are some Christians, they are very stubborn, always black and white.
他说对啊，是他有一些基督徒是非常顽固的，非黑即白的。
However, some Christians he knew were more flexible.
然而有一些基督徒呢，可能比较灵活一些。
And can make some situational decision to twist the fact a little bit.
他们可以根据不同的情况而做出一些改变来。
But he said, I don't know what kind of Christian you are.
但是我不知道你是哪一种基督徒。
I give you 3 days to come back and tell me what kind of Christian you are.
我给你三天，你可以回来告诉我你是哪一种基督徒。
I knew that if I choose to be a flexible Christian, then from now on, he will keep on pushing the limit, and I could not have any excuse to say no.
我知道，如果我选择了成为一个灵活的基督徒，那么从现在开始，他将不断的挑战我的极限，而且我也没有借口说跟他说不了。
However, if I choose to be a stubborn Christian, not just that I wouldn't be able to get this case, but down the road, he would not give me any good case to follow.
我也知道，如果我要选择做一个固执的基督徒，不仅我不能得到这个案子，可能在以后的这个职场道路上，他也不会给我其他好的案子。
So I couldn't do anything but pray to God and entrust the situation to God.
所以说我没有其他的办法，我只能祷告，把这个情况交托给神。
God intervened even before the third day. That means before I need to get back to Him, we lost the case to our other team.
神在第三天之前就把这个事情摆上了，在这个案子上面呢，我们输给了另一个团队。
So somebody is taking up this case instead of our team.
所以说，其他另一个组他们拿到了这个案子，我们没有拿到。
He was very angry.
他非常的生气。
But I was very relieved.
但是我松了口气。
And I even comforted him.
然后我还甚至安慰了他。
From then on, he respect my belief and trust me more.
从那以后，他不仅是尊重我的信仰，而且更加的相信我。
And 1 year later, I was surprised that I was in one of his top favorite under his team.
一年以后呢，我非常的惊讶，我是他最喜欢的员工之一。
Because he always relied on me, and he told other people, Moses is the most trustworthy person, and he would not betray me.
他非常的相信我，然后他也会告诉别人我是非常值得信任的，是非常的忠诚的。
Even he labeled me as a black and white kind of Christian, stubborn Christian.
即使他给我这个标签就是非黑即白，非常固执的基督徒。
So we should submit to our boss as long as it's not in conflict with our Lord's principle.
所以只要是不违背我们主的原则，我们应该是顺服我们的老板的。
Paul reminds us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 to 7 says, Slaves, obey your earthly master with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord.Not people.
就像是保罗在以弗所书六章五节到七节中提醒我们那样，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
So that means when we work in our company, in our workplaceWe have to be faithful and trustworthy.
所以我们就是要在职场上，我们工作就像服侍我们的主一样，做一个忠诚和可靠的员工。
Just like serving our Lord.、Yeah. Peter also reminds us that if we were penalized because of the wrongdoing, there's nothing to be proud of.
彼得提醒我们，如果我们是因为做错了事而受到惩罚，那没有什么值得骄傲的。
But if we have to suffer for the sake of Christ, that's something honorable in God's eyes.
然而，如果我们是为基督而受苦，那么在神的眼中是有荣耀的。
He used the example of Jesus, who was handed over to Pontius Pilate by the Jewish leaders.
他以耶稣为例，耶稣是犹太人的领袖们把他交给了这个比拉多的。
They used all kinds of false accusations to push Pilate to nail Jesus on the cross.
他们用各种各样的指控来逼迫比拉多把耶稣钉在十字架上。
But Jesus kept silence the whole time and didn't defend for himself.
耶稣一直保持沉默，并没有为自己辩护。
Even all those were false accusations.
即使那些都是错误的指控。
He knew that he needed to submit to the Heavenly Father and accomplish this salvation.
他知道他需要顺服天父，完成救恩。
Instead of fighting for his own right.
而不是为自己的权利而战。
In order to fulfill the righteousness of God, he was willing to face the unrighteous treatment.
为了实现神的公义，他愿意面对不公正的待遇。
Therefore, we can see that his submission to the unrighteous authority is all of his submission to the Heavenly Father.
所以我们可以看出来，他顺服不义的权柄是因为从顺服天父那里来的。
Such submission is also out of love to his heavenly father, who is his ultimate boss.
这样的顺服也是出于对天父的爱，也是我们最终的老板。
Okay, now we come to the third area of submission, is marriage relationship.
然后我们现在看到第三个顺服的部分，就是我们的婚姻关系。
Let's read out together.
让我们一起来读。
Wives, in the same way, submit yourself to your own husband, so that if there is We talk about submission to earthly authorities and also to our boss at workplace.
我们谈到了向世俗的权柄顺服，也谈到了向我们职场的老板顺服。
This is more understandable and acceptable.
这似乎更容易理解和接受。
As obviously that they have authority over us.
因为他们都对我们有很明显的这样的权威、权力。
Then Peter went into the third area of submission, submit to each other in our marriage relationship.
然后彼得进入了屈服的第三个方面，在我们的婚姻关系中向对方顺服。
Honestly speaking, I think this is the most difficult, most challenging part for us to implement.
我想 我们都同意这个是非常可这可能是最难实现的一个部分。
Why? Because I think the idea of weaker side need to be submitting to the stronger side dominate our thinking.
这为什么呢？我觉得是因为弱者会屈服于强者的这样的一个理论支撑着我们的一个思想。
No one want to admit they are weaker.
因为没有人愿意承认他们是弱者。
That's why Peter over here says, wives, in the same way, submit yourself to your own husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over with the words by the behavior of their wives.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
So I believe that the wives among us, the first thing you think about, why not say husband? Why say wives?
可能所有在座的所有的妻子们在想，为什么是说妻子而不是说丈夫呢？在这里。
Well, I guess it's for both husband and wife. When you listen down, okay? There's some cultural context that we have to understand.
我们有一些需要了解的一些文化背景。
At that time, the Jewish culture was a man-dominated culture, as the man always be the head of household.
当时犹太文化是一个男人主导的文化，因为男人是一家之主。
If the man became a Christian, oftentimes they would lead their whole family to church and to become a Christian.
如果这个男人成为了基督徒，那么通常他会带着全家去教会。
However, Peter here addressing to the situation that the wife became a Christian, but the husband not yet.
在这里面呢，彼得是针对妻子成为了基督徒，而丈夫还没有的情况下。
That created a conflict, as the husband was normally the one decided the religion of the family.
这样就产生了一个冲突，因为丈夫通常决定了家庭的宗教信仰。
That's why Peter here say, submit to your husband for the sake of living out their Christian lives as a genuine proof of their faith.
彼得在这里提醒妻子们要顺服他们的丈夫，为了过他们这样基督徒的生活，作为他们信仰的这样一个真正的证明。
So that the non-believing husband might be touched and converted over to Christ.
这样不信的丈夫就可以被感动归于基督。
Peter here stated a very important principle when it comes to we share the gospel with others and especially to those that has intimate relationship that we have like husband and wife, parents and kids and among the siblings.
彼得在这里陈述了一个非常重要的原则，当我们与其他人分享福音的时候，尤其是与那些有亲密的很亲密关系的人，比如说是像丈夫和妻子，父母和孩子，还有兄弟姐妹之间。
It's more important and effective to live out rather than speak out the truth.
最重要的是活出来，而不是说出来这样的一个真理。
Others, they would be much more receptive from what they see than what they hear.
人们更容易接受到他们看到的，而不是他们听到的。
If the wife wants her husband to be saved as a Christian, one effective way is to submit to his husband.
如果妻子想要她的丈夫作为基督徒得救恩，那么一个很有效的方法就是顺服她的丈夫。
As said before, submission means giving up your own right.
就像是前面所说的，顺服意味着放弃你自己的权利。
In doing so, the other side may be won over by such behavior.
在这样做的时候呢，对方可能就会接受到被这样的行为所说服。
In doing, that means submission with a purpose in mind to lead your loved one to Christ.
这样呢，也就是说，可以要这样的以这样的心带着你所爱的人归向基督。
Of course, the drive is also love.
爱在这里面就是这样的一个动力。
We all know that a lot of time the argument between husband and wife.A lot of time may not be about something right or wrong.
很多时候，夫妻之间的争论并不是关于对错的。
It's always a matter of preference.
更多的是关于个人喜好的问题。
You got to listen to me instead of I listen to you.
你应该听从我的，而不是我听你的。
But if both sides insist on their position, there is no resolution.
如果双方都坚持自己的这么一个想法，就没有解决的办法了。
And Peter here also gives us a tip on how to make it work.
彼得在这里告诉我们如何使这件事情变得可行。
Verse 7 it says, treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as the heirs with you of the gracious gift of life.
因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他。
Over here, weaker partner is referring to the spiritual life maturity.
在这里弱的这一方指的是精神富足的一方。
If you are the one that with more mature spiritual life, instead of forcing others to submit to you, you treat them with respect.
因为如果你有更富足的精神生活，而不是强迫别人顺从你的话，你就要尊重他们。
Oftentimes you thought that you are superior and expect others to follow you, and even worse, that you may look down upon your partner.
很多时候呢，我们都你自己觉得高人一等，希望别人跟随你。但是更糟糕的是，你可能看不起你自己的伴侣。
In doing so, how can you expect him or her to submit?
如果你这么做的话，你怎么能指望他顺从呢
？If we expect that kind of submission is our fear, it will not last.
如果我们是因为恐惧而顺服，那它不会持续很久。
If the other part is being respected, it will be much easier for them to submit.
如果是被尊重的，对你来讲，这会更容易顺服。
Therefore, Peter said, "Treat your partner with respect, as he or she is inheriting the gracious gift of life with you."
因此，彼得说要尊重你的伴侣，因为他将与你一起继承生命的恩赐。
So that means Peter said you are in the same boat.
那也就是说，你们是在同一条船上的。
If neither side wants to submit and go in different direction, where the boat can go?
如果双方都不愿意顺服，并朝着 不同的方向前进，那么这个船能驶向什么方向呢
？So the boat either going nowhere or going round and round and round.
要么就是原地不动，要么就是不停的转圈圈。
However, if the stronger side respect the weaker side, so that he or she felt the love and will be able to return with submission.
然而如果强者尊重弱者。那么他就会感受到爱，并且能用顺服来回报。
Such submission is out of love, not fear.
这样的顺服是出于爱的，而不是出于恐惧。
Peter is suggesting us that if we want others to submit to us, we should respect rather than expect others.
如果我们是想要从让别人顺服我们应该是尊重对方，而不是期待对方做什么。
So in conclusion.
所以结论是
In an evil society and unfair system, Peter did not call for the overthrow of the Roman Empire.
在这样的一个邪恶的社会和不公平的制度当中，彼得并没有呼吁来推翻罗马帝国。
Instead, he focused on the conduct of house servants and wives in the Roman household who were Christians.
相反，他关注的是作为基督徒的罗马家庭中的仆人和妻子。
His approach was to change the world by transforming it from the inside out, but not turning the world upside down.
他的方法是想让人从内到外的改变，而不是把这个世界颠倒过来。
In fact, the transformation begins in the fundamental unit we call family, workplace, and then to the community.
事实上，这种转变是开始于我们称之为像家庭、职场这样的一个小的基本单元，然后再到社区里面的。
So today we touch on all these three topics.
所以今天我们说到了三点。
In the community, we need to submit to the laws and orders.
在社区里面，我们应该奉公守法。
In the workplace, we need to submit to the work ethics.
在职场中，我们应该尽忠职守。
In our marriage, we need to submit each other with respect.
在婚姻中，我们应该尊重顺服对方。
We have to realize that our identity is a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
我们必须意识到我们的身份是，我们是上帝的选民，皇家的祭司，一个神圣的国家，上帝特殊的财富。
However, when we are living in this world, we are just like a foreigner or exiles or tourists. We need to play a role well in order to witness for Christ.
但是在我们在生活在这个世界上，作为一个客旅和寄居的，我们需要扮演的角色是为了见证基督。
So that we can stop the attack and earn the respect from others.
所以我们可以停止攻击，赢得他人的尊重。
With one objective in our mind is to lead other people to Christ.
我们应该知道，我们只有一个目标，就是带领更多的人归于基督。
Our freedom in Christ.Doesn't grant us the right to break the laws in the society nor rules in our workplace.
我们在基督里的自由，并不赋予我们在社会上或者是工作职场中违反法律的这样的权利。
We are living a life of Christ for Christ's sake, who is our ultimate boss.
相反的，我们是为基督而活，因为他是我们最终的老板。
However, if there is any conflict between the world's practice and God's value,
如果属世的与上帝之间的价值有冲突的话，
We have to stand firm in our position as the children of God.
那么我们就要为我们成是神的孩子这样的立场坚定的站立着。
And even we may have to suffer and give up our own rights.
即使我们不得不受苦或者是放弃我们自己的权利。
That's the example of Jesus as well as God's servants like, you know, Daniel, Joseph, Peter, and the disciples.
这就是耶稣以及圣经中所许多像但以理、约瑟还有彼得还有他们的门徒。
In order to maintain a good relationship, especially within our family members,
为了保持良好的关系，特别是我们与家人的关系，
We need to learn how to respect and submit.
我们需要学会尊重和顺从。
Respect and submit always go hand in hand.
尊重和顺服这两种行为总是相辅相成的。
So the goal for submission are.
所以顺服的目的是
witness for Christ.
为主做见证。
Leading other people to Christ.
领人归主。
For the glory of God, but not our own right.
放下自我，归荣耀给神。
When I prepare for this sermon,
当我准备今天的讲道的时候，
my heart is very hardened.
我的心是很有负担的。
I think for people that who pay attention to what's happening in today's world, especially in Hong Kong.
但我们知道，如果大家是关注到今天的这个社会上面，尤其是关于香港问题的时候，
it's a very chaotic situation there.
在那边现在是非常混乱的。
So we can see that without trust and respect from the government to the people,
我们可以看到，如果没有从来自于政府对人们的这样的信任和尊重的话，
it's difficult to ask people to submit.
这很难让民众来顺服。
On the other hand, if people just fighting for their own right,
另一个方面，如果人们只是为了自己的权利而战，
it's difficult to earn their respect from their ruling government.
那么也很难赢得执政政府的尊重。
I've been praying for Hong Kong on a daily basis. May the children of God be the peacemaker who can bring hope and love to people around them.
我每天都在为香港祷告，愿上帝的孩子们成为和平的使者，为他们的身边的人带来希望和爱。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
我们的主，我们感谢你。主啊，你积极着成为一个顺服的榜样。你怎么样在这个世界过一个奴仆的样式，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上边。为了成就父神的救恩，为了要将我们从罪、从悖逆当中来拯救过来。主啊，我们感谢你。但今天每一个认识你的儿女，我们来到主你跟前，我们都学习这个顺服的功课。无论在我们的社区、在我们的工作、在我们的婚姻家庭的关系上边，我们学习怎么做一个顺服的人。我们的顺服那是在乎对于你的爱的回应，但我们可以在我们的生活当中，我们愿意放下我们自己的权利，放下我们自己的意见，为了为主你做美好的见证，将人带到主你的跟前，为了将我们将这个福音在我们的生活当中活出来，不当即说出来。我们感谢你，但愿你的话语成我们的力量，提醒我们在生活当中怎么来荣耀你，见证你的名。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Moses, for that, that wonderful message. Let's all stand and let's sing the response hymn together.基督十字宝是生命中的美好，十字架是我的荣耀。 生都跟随快跑，我要顺服，因为我爱你，无论何处，到哪里都忠心，一切万物都丢弃看作粪土，我要得到耶稣基督，我要顺服，因为我爱你，无论何处，到哪里都忠心，一生活出基督福音的托付，献给耶稣我所有的全部。耶稣基督，耶稣基督是至宝，是生命中的美好，十字架是我的荣耀，一生都跟随快跑，我要顺服，因为我爱你，无论何处，到哪里都忠心，世界万物都丢弃看作粪土，唯要得到耶稣基督，我要顺服，因为我爱你，无论何处，到哪里都忠心，一生活出基督福音的托付，献给耶稣我所有的全部，我要顺服，我要顺服，因为我爱你，无论何处，到哪里都忠心，世界万物都丢弃看作粪土，唯要得到耶稣基督。